With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The 59th State House District includes all of St. Joseph County and most of Cass County. Dennis Smith is the Democratic candidate running for State House in the 59th District. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background? What would you like to do if you are elected to the State House?
Well, I am a native of Michigan, born in Grand Rapids. Met my wife, Paula, while going to school in Flint, Michigan. And we were married there and have both been teachers while during the early part of our married life together. I was a physics and math teacher at Flint's Northwestern High School, and she taught elementary school in the Flint district. So that's kind of where our heart is. That's what brought us together in the first place. In the intervening years, we've variously lived in Ohio and Texas, came back to Michigan in the early part of this century. I have been a Lutheran pastor for the past 32 years and recently retired from that in January and have become interested in sort of the other side, if you will, of the kinds of social problems and issues that I've seen over the years and took on the challenge of running for state office, perhaps as a way of dealing with some of the root causes of the social ills, social problems that I have seen as a pastor and a teacher.
So if you were a state lawmaker, what would you be doing specifically to address social ills?
Well, I would go back to my roots. I believe that education is probably the most effective and most long-term way of helping folks out of poverty, out of situations where they feel they have limited choices. And as I look at the statistics in the 59th House District, poverty sort of leaps out as one of the biggest issues that I have, you know, seen and dealt with personally through things like food banks and gas vouchers and rent assistance. And currently the poverty rate in our district is running somewhere in the neighborhood of 17% and even higher with families with young children and especially single parent families. So once again, I kind of go back to education as being the primary concern that got me involved in politics, but also some of the other underlying issues that that give rise to endemic poverty.
So on education, specifically on your website, one of your bullet points is to end charter schools. No charter schools at all in Michigan?
Well, charter schools are a fact in Michigan. But there are some charter schools that are, now I know the charter schools themselves aren't for profit, but the companies that operate the charter schools are profit-making organizations. And my feeling is that any public funds that wind up as dividends to some profit-making organization is public money misspent. Besides that, even though charter schools are supposed to be open enrollment schools, the fact of the matter is that a lot of folks who have limited transportation options, who have limited resources with respect to clothing and other kinds of things that their kids would need in schools, charter schools are a way of bleeding talent away from public schools and public dollars. And for that reason, yes, I am fundamentally, philosophically opposed to the idea of charter schools. At this stage in the game, we can't really outlaw them per se, but there are movements afoot to go even further in terms of that kind of what people call schools of choice, and that is to use public dollars for vouchers to private schools. Now, currently, that's outlawed in Michigan.
By the Michigan Constitution.
But there are, like I say, movements afoot, and I think our current Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, is doing what she can to make that more and more of a possibility across the country.
To spend a little bit more time on poverty, what do you consider to be a living wage, specifically for the 59th District of Michigan?
Well, that's kind of a moving target, and a living wage is dependent upon how many mouths there are to feed in a particular household. Some analysis that I've seen says that a single person living, you know, very much in a very modest apartment can... A living wage has been estimated somewhere in the neighborhood of $10, $12 to $15 an hour and over a 40-hour week. I know some folks personally who are working at or about that minimum wage now, which is 9 1/4 in Michigan, somewhere in the $10 an hour range, trying to piece together a living with various part-time jobs because once you get to 30 hours, then companies are obliged to pay benefits. That's not what they want to do. So a part-time job and one place, another part-time job someplace else, and they're still just struggling.
What minimum wage would you vote for the state of Michigan? What would you like to see it at?
Well, I've seen proposals for a minimum wage of up to $12 an hour. I think that that would be a bare beginning, but and frankly, the pushback on minimum wage is, well, as soon as you raise the minimum wage, then of course the cost of everything is going to be up, and you're going to be hurting the very people that you want to help because they can't afford to buy the products. But studies have shown in states like Washington and Oregon, where the minimum wage has been increased, that frankly that has not happened, that there have been other compensating factors and that people are generally better off. It's a start. It's a start.
On your website for issues related to the economy, you say easy access to transportation. Is that better roads, cars? Is that something else, public transportation?
Mostly public transportation. There is a public transportation in the 59th District, particularly in St. Joe County. I know Cass County has its own countywide transportation system. And there is access to it, but it's not terribly convenient, partly because there's not a lot of funding for it. And I think that especially for the elderly, for folks who have been deprived of their driver's licenses and need to get around, especially if you're trying to find a job, that a greater access to public transportation is a real need.
What about fixing the roads? Would you want to increase taxes or fees or have new taxes or fees to pay for better roads?
You had to ask me that question.
Just my job,
sir. I know. That's sort of like, how would you end world poverty? Fixing the roads has to be a priority in Michigan because our infrastructure and the quality of it is what attracts new businesses to the state, and that's one of the things that we want to do. The gas tax is the traditional way of paying for road maintenance, but as some other folks that you've interviewed here have noted, gas taxes aren't raising sufficient funds because of electric vehicles, because the kind of mileage that we're getting now with newer vehicles. And frankly, the gas tax is regressive in that it penalizes poorer folks who are driving vehicles with lousier gas mileage. Yes, I know. So yes, I think perhaps a general tax, sales tax.
Dennis Smith is the Democratic candidate for State House in the 59th District. That includes all of St. Joseph County and most of Cass County. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.